there's a new change in Hawaii real estate law that kicks in January of next year. It stands to affect anyone who owns a condominium project created before July 1st, 2006. For the last year and a half, the state has been reaching out to developers and condo associations about how they could be affected. Carol Richelieu from the Real Estate Division of the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs sat down with us yesterday to explain there may be a gap group of small mom-and-pop owners who aren't aware of the change, and it could cost them if they try to sell down the road.
The legislature passed legislation repealing a law affecting condominium projects, and that law will go into effect on January 1st, 2019. And it may very well affect a certain portion of those condominium owners that had their projects developed before July 1st, 2006.
Okay, and when you say condominium projects, that's kind of a broad definition here.
Right. When basically condominium is a form of ownership. So it's as if you could own something as tenants in common, tenants by the entirety, joint tenancy. It's just a form of ownership. And it occurs basically by what we call operation of law. So generally it's the Bureau of Conveyances. And if someone wants that form of ownership, they will file a declaration, a bylaw, and a condo map. And then by operation of law, instantly they become a condominium. So that's just a form of ownership. It has nothing to do with what it looks like. So it could be some little houses. It could be a 20-story building. It could be a warehouse. It could be a parking lot, storage containers, even a harbor slip. So it has nothing to do with what it looks like. And it also has nothing to do with what it can be used for or what can be built there. So all of that is under the county. So land use, permitting, zoning, that's all county. So basically, it's just a form of ownership. How the Real Estate Commission becomes involved is when they perhaps formed that and they decide, someday I might want to sell, you know, one of these units or give it to my children or something like that. And then in that case, they have a registration process with the Real Estate Commission.
And so you folks have already started to get the word out to condominium associations, if they're in a high rise, about this change.
Actually, we started last July, and at this point we've probably made about 8,000 contacts. We have tried to blanket the area, not only the associations, but specifically targeted unit owners like five and under. We've done financial institutions, VA, counties, title insurance, everybody we could possibly think of in this area in order to get the word out, because we are especially concerned about what we call like the small projects, you know, the mom and pops that were formed, you know, way back when, 60s or 70s, you know, just as a form of ownership, sort of estate planning for the family. You know, that type of thing. Or maybe they had to form it because the land was too small and they couldn't subdivide it. Or they did it because, you know, the bank said, hey, if you have, you know, you have to have a condo to have this ownership thing, and then we'll lend you the money. And so that's been a special outreach for us because we're concerned about the impact of the law on those folks in case they're still hanging on to one or two of those units.
So the switch in the law, the change in the law affects you if you CPR'd the property.
Right. If you CPR'd the property and you had a developer's public report with the intent that someday you might be going to sell it. The reports under the law that's going to expire, they themselves expire. They only had 13-month shelf life. And so a lot of those reports are all expired. And also, a lot of them may not be accurate anymore, because since that time, maybe they, you know, tore down the barn, they built another house, they filled in the swimming pool, put another house up. So it might not be accurate anymore. And in order to be able to sell a unit, then the documentation has to be up to date and accurate. And We do have the information available, you know, on our website, of course. We have forms, instructions, checklist, and you know, information all about the repeal of the law. But having limited resources and with January 1st being a completion deadline, not a filing deadline, we're concerned in case there's any, you know, trouble getting documents and that sort of thing. We're asking for people to bring their documents up to date and activate by August so that we have time in case they have to get a title report or, like, say maybe they built a house and they're in Kauai County. If they built a house, then they're going to need a surveyor to submit a report, say, yeah, here's the house. Our understanding is there's only two surveyors on Kauai. So it might take some time to bring those documents up to date. So we don't want people to wait and miss what is built into the law, what we call safe harbor, that if they have a report and it's active and it's accurate, they will automatically move to the current chapter. We have a guesstimate of about 15,000 that could be affected, and that's our real concern.
And it's going to cost you to hire an attorney, or it may cost you a sale if you don't get your affairs in order pretty quick.
Right, because without that active and accurate report, they can't sell. We're trying to transition as seamlessly as possible for these types of folk that might be affected.
Okay. Are there any penalties if you don't make this deadline?
Basically, if people miss the deadline in the safe harbor provision, the consequences would be financial, definitely financial, as they would have to start all over again. Under the current law, they would have to go through the entire registration process, and typically it is very complex.
So if you have to hire a lawyer, that's going to cost you?
Understandably, yes. I mean, lawyers are not required. Some people can do it themselves or try to do it themselves. But the longer one waits, the harder it's going to be and the more expensive for someone.
If you created this form of ownership, mm-hmm. Then you are considered a developer.
Exactly.
And you have to file this report.
Right. If you need to look at it, make sure it's active and look at it and see, well, is what I wrote there, is that still accurate? Does that still accurately describe my little project? Our main concern has been, you know, the small Ohana type places, you know, the families that they created this so that they could have, you know, mom and dad and grandparents and then the kids all in this little place together and share. But we're mostly concerned about those folks. This only applies to, you know, that person that created the condo and the first conveyance, you know, to that. After that, then that's considered a bona fide sale. So it doesn't matter anymore. It's just for the protection of that very first prospective buyer. Because after the first conveyance, then other laws protect subsequent sales down the line. So if the condo was formed after July 1st, 2006, it doesn't matter.
So you don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, don't have to worry about it.
That was DCCA's Carol Richelieu, who says if you have any questions about if the rule change applies to you, you can call their office for help. For links, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.